Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 23.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Horn. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Horn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let us join together in prayer. Dear Lord, we come to you before you this day with a simple request. Help. Help us understand each other, our friends, our families, the needs of our citizens. Help us remember who we are and from where we came. Help us do good work. Please help us do good work and help us help others. We also ask that you watch over us as we travel home this day. Watch over our families that often sacrifice so we can be here to serve our fellow man. Watch over our friends and our first responders, police, fire, rescue. Watch over our military as they serve often far from home and under difficult, very difficult circumstances. And finally, we ask that you hold us in the palm of your hand and perhaps give us a little squeeze from time to time. We need it. We can use it. And for all that, we thank you. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 6th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for March 6th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 77, an act to extend the deadline to apply for the Hurricane Florence Agriculture Disaster Program of 2018 for certain counties that received a presidential or secretarial disaster declaration as a result of Hurricane Michael after the original deadline.
Chapter bills will be noted.
No, sir, they didn't actually have anything coming.
Members, a couple of recognitions in the gallery. House will come to order. On motion of the chair and all members of the House, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to students and staff from the Faith Elementary School in Rowan County and the Granite Falls Elementary School in Caldwell County. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? And I'll point out your representative to the Granite Falls group. Would the representative of Granite Falls stand up and wave? Right over here, see this young man? That's Destin Hall. He represents Caldwell County. And then to the group from Rowan County, your representatives, I would ask the Rowan County representatives to stand up. You can see who your members are. Right here's one, Harry Warren, right there. You got a school group from there. And then Larry Pittman right here. So those are your members. And Julia Howard over here, too. So, again, we thank you all for being here with us today and hope you have a great, great visit while you're with us. On motion of the gentleman from Columbus County, Representative Jones, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Trooper Bill Rogers of Troop B, Kay and Glenn Connor, parents of fallen Master Trooper Kevin Connor, and also his wife, Angela, who's here with us today. Would you all please stand so we can welcome you? Angela, we're glad you're here today to help us keep an eye on Brendan. Thanks for being here.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Columbus, Representative Jones, rise.
That's reversed. I'm here to help her out today.
I hate to rule the gentleman out of order, but they're getting dangerously close. No. Thanks, Ian. Introduction of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives Sane, Hodister, Lewis, and Setzer, House Bill 278, parity for first responders.
Finance and favorable pensions and retirement and favorable rules.
Representatives Zachary and Stevens, House Bill 279, additional judge in District 23.
Appropriations, justice, and public safety, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Graham and Pierce, House Bill 280, modified rights, privileges, immunities, Lumbee Tribe.
State and local government, if favorable rules.
Representative Bowles, House Bill 281, expand special assessment for dam repair.
State and local government, if favorable appropriations, general government, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Warren, Cleveland, Howard, and McElrath, House Bill 282, NC Transportation Museum Funds.
State and local government, if favorable appropriations. The referrals on 281, that should be state and local government, if favorable finance, if favorable rules. That's the 282 the court just read. Referral is state and local government, if favorable appropriations, general government, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules. Court may continue.
Representatives Jones, Bell, Moore, and Hastings, House Bill 283, Coroner's Law.
Judiciary, if favorable rules.
Representatives Alexander, Hunter, Harrison, and Logan, House Bill 284, expunction law revisions.
Judiciary, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representative Sauls, House Bill 285, City of Sanford, voluntary annexations.
State and local government, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representatives Floyd, Richardson, and Lucas, House Bill 286, Fayetteville, extraterritorial jurisdiction and annexation for Shaw Heights.
State and local government, if favorable rules.
Representative Zachary, House Bill 287, repeal GS1-113.
Judiciary, if favorable rules.
Representatives Henson, Torbett, Lewis, and Murphy, House Bill 288, first aid and safety training in schools.
Yes.
Education K-12, if favorable appropriations, education, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Cleveland, Shepherd, Torbett, and Speciale, House Bill 289, POW MIA special registration plate.
Transportation, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representatives Howard, Dobson, Henson, and Setzer, House Bill 290, Marketing Association for Rehabilitation Centers.
Health, if favorable appropriations, health and human services, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representative Stevens and Lewis, House Bill 291, continued social service region super work group.
Health, if favorable rules.
Representative Stevens, House Bill 292, access for families accessing service through technology disability upgrade.
Health, if favorable rules.
Representatives Alexander, Hunter, and Bowles, House Bill 293, amend funeral procession law.
Transportation, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representatives Pittman, Cleveland, Kidwell, and Speciale, House Bill 294, Partisan Elections Act.
Elections and ethics law, if favorable rules.
Representatives Fisher and Johnson, House Bill 295, prohibit corporal punishment in public schools.
Education K-12, if favorable rules.
Representatives Ball, McNeil, Reeves, Carson Smith, House Bill 296, respect for families and law enforcement.
Judiciary, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representatives Grange, Dobson, and Zoka, House Bill 297, psychology, interjurisdictional compact.
Health, if favorable rules. Mr. Court, Chair is going to modify a referral on House Bill 282, which is the Transportation Museum Funds. Strike the referral to Appropriations General Government, replace that with Appropriations Capital. Messages from the Senate, the Court will read.
Senate Bill 61, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize issuance of handicapped license plate and registered vehicle owner as the guardian of parent or a handicapped person.
Transportation and favorable rules. Calendar, House Bill 4, the clerk will read.
Representative Setzer, House Bill 4, bill to be entitled an act removing certain described property from the corporate limits of the city of Claremont, General Assembly of North Carolina, enacts.
Members of the chair will point out these bills were third reading. These passed on second reading yesterday. The gentleman from Catawba, Representative Setzer, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the title of the bill explained it all, and I appreciate your positive vote yesterday.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 4 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Smith of Pender. Gentleman wish to record. Representative Reeves, Representative Smith of Pitt. Lady wish to record. It's a green or red button. Representative White on the floor. Representative Brisson. Clerk will let machine record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 4 passes its third reading and will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 7, the clerk will read.
Representative Corbin, House Bill 7, a bill to be entitled an act to create the Graham County District and authorize the levy of the occupancy tax in the district. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Macon, Representative Corbin, recognize the debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appreciate your overwhelming vote yesterday, and remind you this is something requested of me by all five of county commissioners in that county. Thank you.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 7 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Ross, Representative Riddell, the two Alamance members would like to vote on this. Representative Fisher. Clerk light machine record the vote. 100 having voted in the affirmative, 10 in the negative. House Bill 7 passes third reading. His order sent to the Senate. House Bill 114, the clerk will read.
Representatives Lambeth, Dobson, and Howard. House Bill 114, a bill to be entitled an act to direct prepared health plan license for Department of Insurance to the Gross Premiums Act, General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
What purpose, gentlemen? Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, Ross.
Debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill was on the calendar yesterday. Nothing's changed since yesterday. You had a strong show of support, and I appreciate that. I would ask for your strong green vote again today. Thank you.
What purpose does the lady from Johnston, Representative White Rice?
Mr. Speaker, I was having a conversation and missed the first vote, HB 4. It's in an affirmative.
The lady will be recorded as having voted aye on House Bill 4. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 114 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representatives Hawkins and Smith, the members like to vote on this. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 104 voting in the affirmative, 6 in the negative. House Bill 114 passes its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 76, the clerk will read.
Representatives White, Torbett, Hornet, and Elmore. House Bill 76, a bill to be entitled School Safety Omnibus, General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
We have two amendments. We'll take those up first. Lady from Orange, Representative Insko, is recognized to send forth Amendment ABN 24. The clerk will read.
Representative Insko moves to amend the bill on page 8, lines 24 through 28, by rewriting those lines to read.
Lady is recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And members, this is on page 8, and it just actually clarifies what the bill says now. It makes sure that the threat assessment team, first of all, makes the recommendation that the student needs to be referred. The threat assessment team informs the superintendent the superintendent calls the parent, and the parent is involved. There's language in the current language that says that the parent will be involved throughout, but this makes sure that it clarifies the order, and that if the student has private sector insurance or a Medicaid prepaid health plan, that the student will be sent to that, down that avenue, and it's only if they are continually under the responsibility of the LME MCOs that then they would be sent to the LME MCO, and the parent would be responsible for making the contact unless the parent requested that the superintendent make the contact for them. So I would be happy to answer any questions, and I appreciate your support.
For what purpose does the lady from Johnston, Representative White Rice?
Mr. Speaker, to speak to the amendment.
Ladies recognized to debate the amendment.
I want to thank Representative Inskoe for having for supporting this amendment. I think it does add clarifying information, and I'm full support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of Amendment A6 sent forward by Representative Inskoe. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 110 have voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The amendment's adopted. Lady from Pitt, Representative Smith, recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Smith moves to amend the bill on page 11, line 2, by deleting the words.
Please recognize to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to offer an amendment that is found in section 5, page 11, line 2, by deleting the word disability and substituting the phrase disabilities and racial equity. And what we currently have in the bill, it states that mental health, students with disabilities, crisis intervention, and de-escalation is included in the training for SROs. So what we want to do is include racial equity training. When we look at that, there's a such thing called implicit bias, and we know that we all have them, whether we're conscious of those or not. And when we have our officers in the school, they're usually out in the community. So when they're in the school with the children, we want to make sure that they have that implicit bias training, that racial equity training, that helps them to do their job better. I think it's unfair for the officers to be placed in a position and not have an opportunity to really know the kids so they can help diffuse more situations and continue to keep us safe. The bill is excellently outlined, and any of those officers who already have the training, of course, we don't ask that they retake the same training. That's great, but we just want to make sure that box is checked, because we're looking out for all of our students being safe and no additional issues happening while they're in school. Thank you so much.
For our purpose, the gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil Rice.
To debate the amendment.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Mr. Speaker, I don't rise to really support or oppose this amendment. I just wanted to make sure that everybody understands that law enforcement already trains in these areas. I'm actually a certified law enforcement trainer, and I have been for 20 years. I'm certified to teach these classes that you're talking about. And I just want to show the body what deputy sheriffs trained on last year. These are some of the classes they took. A legal update, which that just updates them on laws that we change or court cases. Strategies to improve law enforcement interactions with minority youth. Firearms training, of course. Equity in policing. And communication skills with persons in crisis. So I want you to understand there's a lot of talk about law enforcement training, and training's good. We already train on a lot of these things, and I appreciate what you said and not making the training redundant. If the officers have already been through the training, I just want to make sure that we don't add training on top of training that they're already getting. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
What purpose, gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell Rice?
Speak on the amendment.
Gentleman has floor to debate the amendment.
And thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, just like Representative McNeil said, we do believe this is already being done with our law enforcement. It never hurts to restate that. So I would ask that you vote your conscience.
What purpose does the lady from Orange, Representative Inskoe Rice?
To speak on the amendment.
Lady has floor to debate the amendment.
So, members, unfortunately, I'm still learning that I'm biased. I'm surprised. So I think my comment is that this is a process where we become aware of deeply ingrained behaviors or attitudes, and sometimes something happens and we realize that we've got more work to do. So I don't want a lot of redundant training, but I do also know that if you look at the numbers, that young minority students are overrepresented among the people who are identified as having mental health problems. And so I think it is in the best interest of the officers to have an opportunity to have more training. So I would support this. I would support this amendment and hope that you will too.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise.
Ask Representative McNeil a question, please, Mr.
Chairman. Does the gentleman from Randolph yield to the gentleman from Scotland?
I do.
He yields.
Thank you, Representative. What is the nature of that training that you talked about for your officers as it relates to minority youth? Just what is the nature of that? I mean, what do you actually teach, or what the curriculum? Do you have any? Could you share just briefly?
Well, I could go online and give you a detail of exactly what is a two-hour training, and they just deal with the different issues that letting law enforcement understand that there's different cultures out here, and not everyone is raised the same way, not everybody lives in the same community, not everybody has the same opportunities, and teaching the officer how to deal with those different interactions. You can't deal with the same person, different persons, the same way. One person you deal with now, you may have a total different way you deal with somebody 30 minutes from now. So,
follow up, Mr. Speaker.
But if you won't,
Jim, yield to additional yields.
Go ahead.
In your opinion, how successful has that been in the officers that you've shared that with? Did you get any feedback from them?
I think it's very successful. I just cited to you training that the officers went through last year. I've actually been an instructor in these areas since the mid-90s, and we've been instructing in these areas for the last 15 to 20 years. Every year it takes a little bit different focus. In 2 hours, you may get 2 hours on it this year that focuses on a specific area, and then 2 hours next year, and then the focuses are different each year.
Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Robinson, Representative Graham, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To speak on the amendment.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
I'm rising, members, to speak to this amendment, and I support it, and here's why I support it. Culturally, being culturally responsive is very important as we interact with children, with our students. I come from a district that has 99% Native American students, or 99.9% Native American students on that campus. If you have a Caucasian resource officer or an African American resource officer who can't relate to that culture when there's a crisis or some intervention, and don't understand whether it's the Native American culture or the African American culture, we could have a confrontation. That confrontation can escalate into a child being escorted off of a campus. So when you say, I want you to vote your conscience, I want you to think about what I'm saying. You know, in my culture, American Indian children don't look you straight in the eye and have a conversation. They may look away. And, you know, that could be interpreted as being disrespectful from a resource officer's perspective. Body language, stepping into someone's space. You know, we respond as adults. We even respond to those things sometimes that may be considered an invasion of our privacy by stepping into our personal space. So it's very important. I think this is a good amendment. I think it's very important that we understand that you know, we come from different cultures, different backgrounds, different values, different principles. And as we communicate with each other, it's very important. You know, body language, when we interact with folks, 70% of our body language, we communicate. Body language is a strong form of communication. Eye contact. Very, very strong. But I think this is a good amendment, and I don't want we to paint all children with the same stroke. They come from different cultures. So thank you. Thank you, and I support the amendment.
For our purpose, Chairman from Wayne, Representative Bell Rice.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to be recognized for a motion to speak on the motion. I'd like to call a question.
The gentleman's moved the previous question, at which point we'll move to a vote. The question for the House is the previous question to Amendment A7 to House Bill 76. Those in favor of the previous question will vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Carter, Representative Setzer, the members wish to record. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 58 having voted in the affirmative, 52 in the negative. The previous question is adopted. We will now take an immediate vote on the amendment. Those in favor of the adoption of the amendment, A7 sent forward by Representative Smith, will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Fisher, lady got to record. Clerk, light machine, record the vote. 78 have voted in the affirmative, 32 in the negative. The amendment's adopted. We're now back on the bill. Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House. Passage of House Bill 76 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Horn. Representative Craig Horn from Union County. Would you like to record? Clerk will hike the machine and record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 76 passes its third reading. Bill is ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate. Members, we have concluded our business for the day and now open to notices and announcements. Members, for your planning purposes next week, Monday's night session will be at 7 p.m. There will be no votes. Tuesday's session will also have no votes. There will, however, be votes on Wednesday and probably Thursday of next week. Actually, I can say definitely Thursday of next week. So Wednesday and Thursday, there will be votes. Monday and Tuesday, no votes scheduled at this time. The chair was just advised we may be taking up a memorial resolution on Tuesday in honor and in memory of Congressman Walter Jones, so that would be the only change to business for Tuesday. The session at this point is scheduled to still be at 4:45, but that may change depending on the needs of the family, and we'll keep the body apprised of that. Would also, while we're doing notice of announcements, ask our pages to please come forward and line up. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, does the gentleman desire to be recognized? It's good. For what purpose does the gentleman from McDowell, Representative Dobson, rise?
Announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, our first basketball practice will be Monday night at 6 o'clock. We'd love to have everyone come out and participate at Peace College this coming Monday night at 6 o'clock. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I'd love to have your attention real quick.
Just a moment. House will come to order.
Thank you. Members, even though there'll be no votes taken on Monday night, Representative Kidwell has been working very hard to bring a special guest up on Monday. For those of you who remember, we had a situation in Eastern North Carolina a couple months back where a three-year-old got lost. Well, that three-year-old, Casey Hathaway, will be with us, and the emergency responders that found the young man will be with us as well, and there'll be a representative statement ready to support their efforts. So I encourage everybody to be here and look forward to seeing you on Monday. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I regret to ask Representative Lewis this question, but would he yield for a question?
Gentleman from Harnett yield? He yields.
Without regret.
Representative Lewis, you think you're going to have anything on the calendar for rules, calendar operation house Monday?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the question, Representative Floyd. The Rules Committee is going to meet on Monday. We actually have a pretty big calendar. I'd be happy to read out all the bills if you want me to, but
no, sir.
Looks like there's about 9 bills at the moment.
Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir. For what purpose, gentlemen?
I said I regret asking.
You ask a question, you get an answer, right? We're going to take some other notices and announcements, but before doing so, I wanted to thank the Pages for their work this week. I had a chance to see the hard work you guys made. I hope you had a great opportunity to observe your state government, to see how things work. More importantly, I hope you had a great chance to maybe make some friends among the group. Would ask my colleagues to please join me in thanking our Pages for their service. You all may return to your post. For what purpose does the gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, rise?
For announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
The House Freedom Caucus will hold a meeting Monday, March 11th at 3 p.m. in room 1425.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene on Monday, March 11th at 7 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, March 11th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Those in favor will vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 241, Education Bond Act of 2019, is withdrawn from the calendar of March 13th and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. On motion of the chair, House Bill 19, short title Dare County Community College Construction Funds, is withdrawn from the Committee on Education, Community Colleges, and re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations Capital. The serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House remains. On motion of the chair, House Bill 19, short title Dare County Community College Construction Funds, is withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations Capital and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 6, short title Dare County Community College Construction Funds, is withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations Capital and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.